everyone. Welcome to my new podcast, The Seven Seas of Stories, where you'll explore through different genres and short stories with me, your host, Arna. I am 11 years old, and writing has been my favorite subject. I love telling stories, so I thought, what was a better way to share my stories than to do a podcast all about them? To start off this podcast series, I'm going to read to you a story about kindness. I got inspired to write this story by the homelessness that people face, especially in big cities like New York City and Chicago. And because of everything that is going on around us right now, I thought a story about kindness would really brighten things up. Let's get started with the story, One Act of Kindness. Johnny sighed as the next batch of people hurriedly turned away from him and briskly strolled down farther away from him. The city was bustling and expensive. Too expensive for poor Johnny, who had barely enough money to feed himself. Each day he begged for food, but he was so dirty, no one came 1 foot near him. Disgusted, the people wouldn't even bother to give him a friendly smile. "Shoo! Get away from me! You smell!" A man in a business suit shouted at Johnny as he put his frail, bony hands out. His body shivered, and every day Johnny hoped someone would give him food. But more than that, all he wanted was the people to see him from the inside, not the way he looked like from the outside. Not even one smile? It's like people these days have forgotten how to be nice. I am more than just a poor, dirty beggar. But no one sees that, do they? They are so blinded by their own well-being, they don't even stop and think how it would be like to live like me, Johnny quietly whispered. Day by day, he smiled at everyone, even if they didn't notice him. Soon, he saw that just saying hello or smiling isn't working, so he decided to go to the lake and take a bath. When he finally reached the lake, the people stared at the dirty person he was. Scared that he would pollute the lake, they cried, "Stand back! You are not allowed to use this lake!" "Why not? This lake is for everyone. You will make this water as dirty as you. Go away!" The people threw rocks at him. Breathing heavy, Johnny went back to his little spot on the sidewalk. His thin body flopped down, and Johnny went back to begging. One sunny day, Johnny spotted a little dog. The dog was searching for food, but the people were kicking at it instead. Johnny watched as the little dog ran forward. Suddenly, the dog appeared right by his side. Johnny realized that the little dog needed the loaf of bread he found more than Johnny needed it himself. "You hungry?" Johnny asked as he tore a piece of bread and tossed it to the dog. The dog snarfed it down, clearly enjoying the tiny act of kindness that Johnny had showed. As Johnny fed the dog the rest of the bread, he noticed the dog coming closer and closer to him. "Woof!" the dog barked, and then something remarkable happened. The dog licked Johnny's bare hands. Johnny sensed a strong sensation of love. The dog cuddled up right on top of Johnny, keeping him warm throughout the cold night. Soon, the dog and Johnny became great friends, keeping each other company and helping each other find food. Johnny gave the dog a nice bath in the lake, and after a while, people started coming up to them. "What a cute dog," they would say. The dog would let people pet him and play with him, and in return, the people would give food or money to Johnny. In the day, the dog would help Johnny get food, and Johnny would give the dog a home and would keep his belly full. At night, the dog would keep Johnny warm, and they both gave each other the kindness they deserve. "What could I have done without you?" Johnny laughed. The dog woofed in reply. From that day onward, Johnny and the dog lived together happily. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that story. As you can see, a small act of kindness can make a big difference in someone else's life. If you like this story, please subscribe to this podcast and please share it with everyone you know. Stay tuned.